The Warriors are set for Game 4 on Monday night in Salt Lake City against the Jazz, leading this Western Conference semifinal series 3-0 after the 102-91 win over Utah in Game 3. Kevin Durant on Sunday addressed the media here in Utah.
We got multiple defenders that can guard multiple positions, and you have versatile defenders. It makes up for a lot, so we could throw a couple bodies on their best player. We can switch some stuff and guard big, so that helps us out as well. But I think it's rebounding. Once we rebound the basketball, we push. We like our chances in transition. So, we can get a good contest on the shot, but if we don't rebound, it's a waste of possession. So, we know we have good defenders, but if we don't help each other on the boards, then, there's no point.
At what point did you notice in that second half last night that you guys hadn't had a turnover?
I didn't realize till after the game, I felt like some shots we shot felt like turnovers, but at least you want to get a shot up, and we got great shooters, great scorers, really good penetrators on this team, and finishers at the rim, so. We just want to get a shot up every time.
Are you guys doing anything into Game 4? Utah's got to give you everything that they have.
Yeah, they don't quit. That's what I love about this team. And, they have a great coach. They play physical. They're not going to give up. They got a great crowd as well, so they're going to try to feed off of that. And series is far from over. Whoever wins 4 games, usually wins in these situations. So we got to figure out a way to get that 4th game.
Are you doing anything different to limit the turnovers in the postseason, or is it just paying attention to detail more?
Just shooting. We, shooting every time down. Many shooters and gunners we have on this team, when coach says just get a shot up every time, that's usually a green light for guys like myself, Steph, Clay, who like to shoot the ball. So, if we focus on that and focus on, like I said, generating good shots, running our offense with pace, then, turnovers, we only have turnovers if we try to force a pass or be spectacular. We preached it all year, the spectacular play happen if we just stay simple. We try to do that every time.
I'm sorry. You guys checking in about Steve's status? Are you getting updates on Steve's status, or do you just kind of have to wall that off and just play ball?
We all care about him and worry about him. But knowing coach, he wants us to focus on the task at hand, and once Bob and Mike Brown and the rest of the staff get updates, they tell us. But for the most part, we're always thinking about him and praying that he gets better.
Steph had shared messages that Steve had given going into Game 1, Game 2. What's the latest message he's given the team?
Just always the same message he's been giving us all year. Push the pace, play with passion and energy, have fun, be loose, but be disciplined. It's the same message. We preached that all season. So, we want to stick to that game plan, but, the small parts of the game of, who's guarding who, or, how to, guard certain actions, we talk about that stuff in the locker room, but for the most part, his message is always the same.
As Mike said, the ideal is to blow out every team every night, but you can't always do it. Moving forward, is it good for the team, do you think, to have a few games like last night where you're really pushed, especially on the road?
Yeah, I think it's really good. It's not like these teams are coming in and just laying down. I think we're having to up our level of play. That's why I feel like we had a few really good, 15, 20 point wins in the playoffs so far, is that we stepped it up to another level. And last night, they stepped it up as well, and we had to match it, and I think we did a good job of matching it. It's going to be the same story in Game 4. They're going to come out and give us their best punch, and we got to take it. We got to deliver the first punch. And also, know that it's the playoffs and we're on the road, teams are going to make runs. And, I think we've been doing a good job throughout this whole series of just taking those punches and counter punching and playing our game as well and trying to take it to another level. So we got to continue to do so.
Did you notice early that Gobert was really laying off on that screen? Because it seemed like late you kind of kept going to this. I think he scored 17 just targeting him. And just shooting the jumper?
He's so good at covering up the paint. He's been doing it all season, well, ever since he's become a starter for the Jazz a couple years ago. You know, he's really good at covering the basket. So a few times I ran in there not thinking that he has an 8-foot wingspan, try to shoot the ball over him, and he blocked my shot. So, you know, after a while you get smart enough to know that I've been working on my pull-up my whole life, so I might have to bring it out. But he sits in the paint because they're such a great defensive team when he's at the rim. But we have a lot of shooters that can create space and that, you know, pulls the defense out a little bit more and allow us to shoot those shots, and hopefully we continue to make them.
Coach Brown talked about how they were looking for you when you were hot. Do you feel like this team needs to do that, or just can anybody get hot at any given moment?
Yeah, we just play whoever's hot at the moment and give them the ball. Simple. You know, you make a few shots, then we're going to continue to, you know, we're not going to force feed you the ball, but, you know, we're going to run plays through you and try to get you a shot. And sometimes you know, the gravity you pull out there might get somebody else a shot, and that's just how we play. But I think late in the fourth quarter, we seen something to play that we liked, and we stuck with it. And you know, it was on myself and Steph to kind of make those shots at the end of the game, you know, to give us a lead.
We also heard from Coach Mike Brown on this Sunday in Salt Lake City.
This team is really tough, especially at home. And, you know, we had a phenomenal start, especially in Portland and game all together. And, you know, you'd love to duplicate that. But, you know, I don't know if the Jazz are going to let us do that. You know, they're tough-minded. Quinn's a great coach. The crowd's going to be into it. And so it's going to be a tough contest. But for us to try to, you know, go out there tomorrow night and duplicate what we did in Portland is definitely the goal.
What does it say about this team and just how talented you guys are in regards to potentially having back-to-back sweeps, that's on the horizon, and then winning 7 straight postseason games for the first time in the history of the organization, at least in a single postseason?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, I think, or any of our minds, how talented this team is. The thing that you like about this group is they're great people, and they're extremely unselfish, you know. Clay struggled a little bit last night, and Steph got it going late, but we all knew that KD had it going, and I mean, you should have seen the guys trying to get him the ball. You know, we do a lot of movement within our offense, but anytime they felt that he had an advantage, whether it was, you know, before we didn't pass the ball offensively one time or we passed it a couple of times, it's all he had an advantage. We try to get him the ball so he can go make a play, and you know, that's what you enjoy about the group. You know, the talent, yes, is there, but the unselfishness is off the charts phenomenal for me.
Mike, you played JaVale in some pretty big minutes in that game.
Yeah.
At some point, can you step back and say, man, what a progression this has been for him, for someone who might not have made the team and maybe playing spot minutes, and now you're putting him in huge minutes?
Yeah, and again, you know, it's attributed to guys just staying ready, because we all know that he doesn't go back in at that point in the game. And for him to keep himself locked into what's happening out on the floor and go contribute the way he did was really good for us. And, you know, JC has worked with him all year. Jaren Collins and JC's done a great job. I mean, they watch film almost every day, and he works with him at his hoop every day. And he's done a great job getting him ready for this point of the year, you know, knowing that he was on a make good contract coming in or something like that.
Are you wandering around during timeouts? He's not even with you. I mean, do you ever have to check in and say, make sure that JaVale's in this game?
No, because I know JC has him. So JC is in constant communication with the guy throughout the course of the game. And you know, with knowing that, we don't have to worry much.
Are you tempted ever to play JaVale more, or do you feel like you found the sweet spot on his minutes?
I mean, for us, the sweet spot on his minutes is about 10 to 12 a game. And, you know, at the end of the first and at the end of the third. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he plays well and we feel like we have a groove or an advantage with him out on the floor, then we'll increase it from there. But he plays so hard that, you know, the stuff that we're asking him to do for a 7-footer is you know, pretty phenomenal with how hard he plays. And so we don't want him to go much longer than 5 to 6 minute stretches.
What's the key to getting Clay gone?
You know, he just had an off night. You know, you attribute that a little bit to Utah, You know, Utah did a nice job on them. They switched out on them. They were aggressive. They held them, you know, and all that other stuff. And he couldn't break loose. And even in transition, they're fouling us, and so he's not getting any clean looks in transition. And he's just got to stay with it. You know, we have some things that we have in mind that we may try to help him out tomorrow night. But, you know, he's still a threat on the floor, and he still opens up the game for everybody else. So, and then defensively, I thought he was really good last night.
Looking at the film, what was it like seeing again you guys not getting any turnovers in the second half?
I still can't believe it, because, you know, they were very physical last night, and, you know, there were a couple of times that you think that we should have got a call, but we didn't get a call. You know, I'm sure Utah feels the same way, and so for our guys to be as locked in as they were last night on the offensive end of the floor, and then they did a good job of just keeping it simple. We didn't try to make too many home run plays or anything like that. It was good, because we needed every ounce of keeping that ball in our possession going down the stretch.
Zaza outscored Clay last night. He was bragging about it. How long do you think he's going to milk that?
He'll milk it just like he did the all-star crap. That's Zaza.
Some threes yesterday, got it going. How's that for you guys?
No, that was huge, you know, and Andre's a really good shooter, and we want him to keep shooting. You know, they put Gobert on him when he's on the floor, and Gobert's natural instinct is to want to protect the basket. So we told Andre, hey, hang around the perimeter as much as you can, and when that ball gets swung to you, step in and knock that shot down. And you know, he hit two big threes for us last night. You know, we even drew that corner three up for him, because we knew Gobert was going to be in the paint. And he went and knocked it down. And so he can be big for us, not only finishing this series, but going forward, because he just does so many things for us on both ends.
Have you been able to communicate with Steve as much as usual over the past few days?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him this morning yet. I'll be giving him a call here real soon. But we've communicated every day.
With the Jazz, they took, what, a 9-point lead there in the third quarter. You guys obviously haven't been tested too terribly much in the postseason. How do you think maybe that'll help you guys down the line?
I mean, obviously you want to blow everybody out if you can, but it doesn't always happen like that, because the other team doesn't cooperate as much as they should. But, we were tested a little bit up in Portland. I think we were down, I don't know, double digits or something like that, and our guys just kind of stayed with it. And, you know, the poise that they have, no matter if we're up or if we're down, trying to execute and do things and get back in the game and or increase the lead is phenomenal. And, again, you attribute that to the leaders we have and everybody being a veteran group, or our nucleus being a veteran nucleus.
Are you expecting Utah to throw everything at you guys tomorrow?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, everybody on that team's a fighter, and Quinn's going to have those guys ready. The crowd's going to be in it, and we're going to have our hands full to try to win this game and see if we can close the series out. It's going to be tough.
Warriors Jazz Game 4, Monday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Playoffs.